So today I'd like to share with you a few passages from a book called Opening the Hand of Thought by Kosho Uchiyama. Uchiyama was a teacher of Akumura, who we read tonight, who's part of our liturgy, some of the pieces of writing that he's done have been really helpful to me in my practice. They're on our reading list on our Morningstar's website. I encourage you to check out some of these books when you have an opportunity. Let me start with a few passages from Uchiyama, who again was Akumura's teacher. Ordinarily, we spend all our time comparing and discriminating between this and that, always looking around for something good to happen to us. Because of that, we become restless and anxious about everything. As long as we are able to imagine something better than what we have or who we are, it follows naturally that there could also be something worse. We are constantly pursued by anxious misgivings. As long as we base our lives on distinguishing between the better way and the worse way, we can never find absolute peace. As long as we base our lives on distinguishing between the better way and the worse way, we can never find absolute peace. And another passage. In our zazen, it is precisely at the point where our small foolish self remains unsatisfied or completely bewildered that immeasurable natural life beyond the thoughts of that self takes place. Life functions. And the power of Buddha is actualized precisely at the point where we become completely lost. Anyone who does zazen is actually enabled to experience with her whole body that thoughts are nothing but empty comings and goings without any independent or unchanging substance. Unless we actually practice zazen, this is very difficult to understand. So that book again is entitled Opening the Hand of Thought. It was originally written in Japanese, and the original language was releasing the grip of thought. But for poetic purposes, and as a different kind of pointer, they translated it as opening the hand of thought. It's a lovely image for what we do in our practice of zazen. And it's not so easy. We sit down, and if we're paying attention, we see how quickly our thoughts begin to emerge. And this, of course, is no problem. But also, almost instantly, we begin to engage with those thoughts. We begin to invest in them in some way. Our philosophical ideas might become very important to us. Or our compass points about right and wrong, or good and bad. Very often, this can have to do with the world, but probably even more often, it has to do with thinking about ourselves, whether we are doing it right or wrong, whether we are practicing well, whether we are living well, whether we have made mistakes, whether we are doing enough. We might begin to fantasize about how life could be. So actually, all of this is very normal. This is not a scolding. This is just what happens when we sit. We notice that these thoughts come up. We often might engage in some different forms of competitive thinking. Thinking of ourselves as worse than others, or better than others. We might compete with ourselves. We might imagine that we are becoming better and better, or worse and worse, as we age. So many different stories that we tell. Other kinds of thoughts that come up for us are that we live, that we die, that we get sick, that we are sick, that we are healthy, that we are sexy or ugly. On and on. The mind goes, producing thoughts. And I would say that in ordinary life, we essentially invest in these thoughts and get quite carried along by the story. We might say the conceptual maps. And in another passage, Uchiyama describes how we begin to take those conceptual maps for reality itself. This is very subtle. It happens constantly. We're having a thought, and we think or we believe that the thought is actually reality. In the more absurd cases, we can see through it. But when they are really believable to us, we have a very difficult time realizing that they are still merely thoughts. Such as, I am. I am not. Reality is empty. Reality is real. There is life. There is death. There is justice, there is injustice. I am a good person, I am a bad person. Boy, I'd really like to buy a vacation home in Bermuda. Whatever the content of the thought is, Our practice here is to realize, to recognize that all of these things, whether we think they are true or not, are merely thoughts. There is a floor. I have a human body. I am a human being. Just a thought. We let all of it come up and we let it go. I really appreciate the passage where Uchiyama describes sitting in a very bodily way, being deeply awake through the entire body. That wonderful koan about what is the functioning of compassion. And one response, it's like having eyes throughout your entire body. This practice of Zazen is a practice of bodily awareness, a very physical practice. We might imagine that we can do Zazen with our thinking, but we cannot. We get lost in our thoughts about the ways that things exist, about what enlightenment is. Enlightenment, just a thought. Is there a wonderful statement by Philip K. Dick, and I think it's in the book Valis. He says, reality is what's left when you stop believing in anything. We can feel afraid when we begin to realize how profoundly deep our conceptual maps go, what Trungpa called the bureaucracy of ego. How much of our experience is this narrative experience is contained within these thought frames. And when we begin to see that they are merely thoughts, well, we might become even afraid. We might feel that we're losing our grip on reality and on things that are deeply important to us. Of course, we have really deep attachments to many of our concepts. Probably the most deep attachment we have is to our self-concept that we work rather endlessly at protecting and fostering and developing in positive ways. And when we come to the cushion, we have this opportunity to notice that is what's happening. Ah, more thoughts. When we see thoughts as thoughts, that is how we release their grip on us. It's just another thought. They say fear is the dragon guarding the treasure. We might be afraid. We might not want to recognize that our ideas are just our ideas. It takes a great humility, actually. But the treasure is not our thoughts. Our thoughts are fine. They're useful, helpful. As I've said, they help us navigate the world. They help us respond. They help us find responses that are hopefully helpful in this world. So it's not that we don't live with them. We just tend to get used by them. Swept up in them, lost in them. And that's where we suffer. As we sit, if we can just continue to open the hand of thought, we begin to touch into immeasurable reality, quite beyond conception. So, if when I said the words immeasurable reality, you found yourself thinking about that, you just notice that's a thought. It's when we really get lost that life opens up. And we try to use these words to describe what that might be like. So you might find that someone uses the term universal self to describe this, and somebody else says no self to describe it. And another person says boundlessness, and another says emptiness. Our attachment to the language becomes a problem for us. It's just more thinking. Now again, it's not that language is a problem. It's our attachment. It's our imagining that that's where we're going to find the truth that we've been seeking, this vast intimacy. And then we start translating that and imagining, and we're not even aware that we're doing it. Meanwhile, we've just set up another desire for ourselves, aiming outside of our experience, outside of our life. If this all makes it sound impossible, it is impossible. It's not something you can do. So we sit zazen and we allow reality, again, for lack of a better word, to resume itself. We just sit and continue to open the hand of thought, release our grip. Uchiyama describes this as vow and repentance. The vow is the vow to be awake, the vow to realize that all beings are our life. And out of this comes our bodhisattva care for the world. All beings are our life. And the repentance comes because we see time and again and again and again the way our thinking minds take over and derail us and occlude us. And so we open the hand of thought. I want to read one more passage for you. It's very beautiful. While I'm looking for it, you can open the hand of thought. Well, I'm going to have to paraphrase, I think. So what he says is, found it. After some time of sitting zazen, and this takes years to really develop, you begin to get a perspective on things. You begin to realize that there's nothing more important than just letting go. Don't take what I've said to mean that problems won't come up anymore. They will. But you begin to see things for what they are. Ideas, plans, and even how you perceive the things around you are just mental secretions. When you hear talk about ordinary human beings becoming great or gaining enlightenment, you can be sure it is not an authentic practice and enlightenment they are talking about. No matter what kind of circumstances we may have fallen into, we are always in the midst of enlightenment. We just continue to practice, aiming to live a true way of life as best we can, neither worrying nor gauging what we are doing. Thank you.